Welcome, everyone, to the Soul of Generation X. And today we spotlight an amazing guitarist by the name of Greg Howe. Now, I discovered Greg for myself back in 1988 when he released his first album entitled Greg Howe. So you can say I've been a loyal fan and follower since the beginning of his career. Now, Greg's style immediately captured me because I'm hearing this guy who's attacking the guitar in a shredder, metal-like manner, but still is able to pull out neoclassical and classical pieces and grooves at the same time. And his ability to be up-tempo, then mid-tempo, and then break it down to a slow jam ballad is incredibly amazing. Now, prior to the release of his first album, Greg sent a demo tape to the founder of Shrapnel Records, Mike Varney. Those of you who don't know Mike Varney, he's often credited with making popular the mid-1980s shred guitar boom, and has continuously specialized in producing musicians within the genres of instrumental rock, jazz, jazz fusion, blues, blues rock, progressive metal, and speed metal. Now, getting back to Greg, he was born in New York City, New York. After leaving high school, Greg played the club circuit around New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania with his brother Al Howe. Al was the singer, and he and Greg formed a Van Halen-inspired hard rock group, and they called it Howe 2. Through Shrapnel Records, they released two studio albums, High Gear and Now Hear This. A couple of years later, Greg decided to release his second solo album entitled Introspection. At this point, Greg's style had changed radically from the straightforward instrumental rock of both his debut album and the How To albums, and he got into more of a jazz fusion approach, as they might say, a jazz fusion laden approach, which remains unique and identifiable to this day. Some of his greatest signature traits being fast left hand legato passages, having been influenced heavily by jazz fusion guitarist Alan Holdsworth. He later switched labels to Shrapnel's jazz-oriented counterpart, Tone Center Records. He then returned to his familiar style with the album Hyper Acuity, which still stands as some of his most prominent experimentation with jazz fusion to date. I just want to touch quickly on a project of Greg's that I was personally excited about back in 2012, and it was the formation of a band called Marigold. The entire album is incredible and filled with funky hard rock tunes. The featured vocalist is Megan Krause, and she has an amazing voice. They went on to release three official music videos on YouTube. But this band was short-lived, and 3 years later, they were no longer active. Fast-forwarding, Greg is currently residing in Las Vegas and continues to work as a session musician. He's also a producer now as well, and is providing online guitar lessons through his official website, greghowe.com. I can't go on without adding that during his solo career, Greg Howe has continuously made himself available as a session musician for many of the world's biggest pop stars. This includes people like Christina Aguilera, Rihanna, Lady Antebellum, P. Diddy, T-Pain, Salt-N-Pepa. And what was amazing and unique, in 1996, he replaced guitarist Jennifer Batten as the primary guitarist during the Asian and European legs of singer Michael Jackson's History World Tour. Greg's costume for that tour was very unique. It included a long, spiky blonde wig, which was pretty cool. And Greg would sling it around as he walked on stage and joined Michael for the Beat It solo. And finally, before we get into the spotlight song of this episode, I just want to give a quick rundown of Greg's equipment. As of 2017, he's endorsed by DV Mark Amplification, who released a Marigold Signature amplifier in 2014. He's also endorsed by DiMarzio, D'Addario, Floyd Rose, and his effects pedals include Carl Martin, Pigtronics, and T-Rex. Greg is also endorsed by Kiesel Guitars, who released a signature GH24 model and a signature GH3 model. A personal favorite of mine was Greg's one-time endorsement of the Fender HM Strat. Now, Greg featured a white HM Strat on the cover of his debut solo album, which was entitled Greg Howe. I was very impressed with the looks and the tone of that guitar, and just impressed with Greg's first album in general, that I was living in South Florida at the time, and I found a white HM Strat at a small music store, and I had to grab it. Got it that day, and I still have it. And it sounds just as good now as it did then. The guitar is actually a collector's item now, being that Fender Musical Instruments only produced Fender HM Strats from 1988 till 1992, which was, as they say, a radical departure from the classic Stratocaster, being that it featured single coil pickups in the neck and middle position and a humbucker in the bridge position. As it was said, this was Fender's answer to what were called the Super Strats at the time, which were produced by manufacturers such as Jackson Guitars and Ibanez. And the HM in the guitar's name stands for none other than heavy metal. Finally, I'd like to thank you all for joining us on this Musician Spotlight episode, which features Greg Howe. We'll see you next time. Take care.